This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmaker.fm/platform. That's rainmaker.fm/platform.
All right, Taylor Romero, welcome to the show. Good to have you here today.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
You bet. A while back, we had a very interesting conversation about all of the amazing technology that you have going on inside of Spruce. And I thought it would be a fun exercise to bring you onto the show today so that we can describe what you have going on and give other people that have bricks and mortar businesses where they actually have a physical location, which is easy to overlook sometimes, and give them some ideas for what they might be thinking about doing in their stores as well.
Yeah, totally.
First of all, when did you open Spruce in Denver?
We are coming up on our 1 year from opening anniversary. It was June of last year, first Friday of June, we say it. So it's going to be different. We don't know the exact day, but every week our neighborhood does a celebration, a culture walk, an art walk every first Friday of every month. And we are counting June first Friday as our 1 year anniversary.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And this is a business that you started with your wife.
Yes, indeed.
How's she doing?
She's doing great. In fact, the genesis is really her. She was the sponsor of the idea. It just started to get so exciting that one day I asked her if she'd let me join in, and she was like, absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, she's very fortunate to have you taking part in that, because having worked together in the past, I will attest to your capabilities as an engineer, and you have a lot of very interesting, very good ideas, and this has become a little bit of a playground for you to experiment and do some things. But really, you know, the tech is cool, but you're using the tech to create an awesome customer experience, which is really what it's all about in the end, right?
It so is. And what I tell people is our goal is to have it when you walk into our shop to have the experience as customized as your Facebook wall is when you log in. And if we can provide a real world experience that is as customized as a digital experience, we'll, I think, not only be the first business that I've ever seen in the real world to do it, we will be one of many in the years to come that will be doing it.
Yeah, I think you're definitely onto something that's going to be a big deal. It really already is a big deal. I think people are just still trying to figure it out. And so we're going to give all of those bricks and mortar store owners some good ideas today, some things to go look at and think about. Let's dig in a little bit first. Spruce is a barber and clothier, and as you describe it, a style consultancy for men. So this is where guys come to get some style advice on getting dressed. They can get a haircut, maybe a beard trim or a shave, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yep, and shoes, pants, shirt, death to all malls and mall parking. There should be no reason to ever have to visit a mall again. That's what we're shooting for.
I'm with you on that one. If I never have to see the inside of a mall again, I'm okay with that. But let's talk a little bit now about what that experience is like when somebody comes into the store. And then as we're walking through that story, we can describe some of the technology behind it.
The experience with Spruce starts before you get into the store. We're an appointment-based business for both the barber side and the style consulting side. So you can, through a web app that we've built, visit www.spruce.me, hit book now, enter your phone number, and now check this out. How annoying is it to have to remember 500,000 passwords and then to be told that your password needs a capital letter, a small letter, a hashtag, and an underscore? So what we did is we said, forget passwords. Let's use the cell phone itself as a password. So what you do is you go to hit book now, enter your phone number, and then we text you a special link that's tied just to your phone. And our assumption here is that the phone company's validated who you are. Now, when that text message, you click the link, we auto-log you into your profile. From there, you can tell us about yourself, your name, your phone number, and all those kinds of things. But also, what size shirt do you wear? What size pants? What size shoes? What styles do you like? What are your beard types? And we made the whole thing with big buttons, big pictures. You don't really feel like you're filling out a questionnaire. You feel like you're going through almost like a picture story. And then we allow our clients to leave notes there, tell us about other things that they're interested in. And then also we have a question in the profile that asks, how much do you like idle chit chat? And then the options are a lot, a little, leave me alone, except for questions. So how many times have you gone into a barbershop or somewhere and just been like, I don't know, I just want to be left alone?
I can actually relate to that experience very well. There are times when I'm happy to sit there and chat with somebody. And then there are times when I just want to relax, just do your thing and don't talk to me. So that's a phenomenal question.
While we were vetting this idea, and that's one thing about tech and about anything, I think that when you're building something, start on your assumptions and go validate them right away. So the how much you like idle chit-chat question was not our idea. The first people we brought through the profile system before we even opened said, hey, why don't you add this question? And we went, oh my gosh, it's brilliant. And it was by getting this thing that we're doing out in front of people, even before it's ready, even before our store is open, that we're being fed these just amazing ideas. And then the last question we ask on the profile is, would you be interested in donating your old clothes? So if somebody does book an appointment, gets their hair done, gets a new pair of shoes, jeans, and a shirt, they can leave their old clothes with us. And we're partnering with a men's shelter to donate those clothes.
So there's a nice little social aspect to this as well. That's cool.
Yeah, totally. Now, here's where this thing gets really powerful. Someone books an appointment. This person is deaf. This person leaves a note in their profile. I'm deaf. So now, 15 minutes before anybody arrives, everybody at work gets sent a message through Slack with the client's profile. So I get to see their photo, how many times they've been in, how much they like idle chit chat, the notes that we've taken about them, and the notes that they've left. So 15 minutes before a gentleman comes in, the barber who's working with them comes over and says, hey, did you see this note? And we're like, yeah, we did. And she said, okay, I'm going to brush up on my sign language so I can say hello when he gets in. And I said, all right, perfect. I'm going to grab a bottle of water. Everybody's offered a beer, water, soda when they enter it. I'm going to grab a bottle of water. I'm going to have it here ready for him. So when he comes in, we don't have to play any games. The gentleman enters. We recognize him from his photo. He goes to point to his ear to describe his situation. I say, hey, River, don't sweat it. I hand him the bottle of water. He's kind of taken off guard by it a little bit. He turns to Danae, the barber, who starts signing with him. And his eyes just light up and he starts signing back. And she busts up laughing and says, sorry, all I know how to say was hello, how are you?
Yeah, but that still had to make huge inroads.
But then she says, come sit in the chair. So they bring him in. We give him the service. He walks out almost in tears. Gets in front of this big spruce sign that we have out front, takes a selfie, and puts that selfie as his Facebook profile pic.
Wow.
And tags us in it.
Well, that's advocacy at its finest.
That is absolutely right. And it's all possible because we are just like when you sign up for Facebook and you're filling out your profile, you sign up for Spruce and you fill out your profile. And it is our mission to make sure that not only do the computers cater to your needs, but the humans do as well. And it is a very crazy, mind-altering experience to see it happen and to experience it firsthand. And I wouldn't trade it for the world, actually. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I wish you guys were in Dallas because I'm already jonesing just to walk in and experience this for myself. But it's going to have to wait until I'm there in October.
Yes. And in fact, if you book an appointment in Slack, we get notified of everybody who books. I can leave notes on you. So I click on your profile and I can be like, hey, it's Scott with Technology Translated, friends with Tay for a really long time. Give him a hard time about this, this, or that. So when you get in there, now people are picking on you about things that you were like, how the hell do you like nice. Know any of this stuff? And it is really something else entirely.
So let's talk a little bit about a part of that experience now. Consultants and stylists are getting notifications through Slack. Does everybody have a screen or something with Slack up at their station? How is that working so that they're getting that sort of real-time communication?
It's a good question. I'm going to let you answer it and then see how right on my assumptions are about the world. What's the one thing that you can pretty much guarantee people are doing when they're sitting idle anywhere?
Looking at their phone.
bam, everything's on their phone. The barber's notifications, the profiles, everything is cell phone based. And it was funny because somebody asked me at one point, why are you building everything for the phone? Do you want people looking at their phone while they're in your store? And I said, absolutely not. I want to build things people will use. And I didn't get to pick. If I had my choice, people would have their hands all over all our products all the time. I don't get to make that choice. Everything is cell phone based. It's interesting. Works fantastic for the clients, almost not quite convenient enough for the team. So I'm thinking we're going to move to Apple Watches soon. To be able to turn your wrist and see the picture of your next appointment with a timer till they get there, and then being able to tap on that photo and see their profile, significantly faster than grabbing your phone. But now check it out. So firstly, you have in any reservation-based business a big grid piece of paper. And now when you want to know your wait time, or you want to set an appointment, someone's writing down on a piece of paper. We've cut that down to a cell phone, which cut down the entire interaction for booking or finding wait times from potentially 10, 20 seconds to literally 5 seconds. And now that we're at about 5 seconds to answer questions, we're going, this isn't fast enough. We need to be able to do it faster. And that gets us into that menu board. We have a menu of services that shows our wait times, because when you ask us what's the wait time, I don't even want to wait for 5 seconds. Picture asking a question and then sitting there for count 1,000, 2,000. In an analog world, you're thinking this is no biggie. In a world where buffering drives you nuts, I don't want to have there be any buffering while you're answering my question. For our menu of services, by putting all of our services up there, really cool chalkboard style design, and then LED lights with the wait times for every service, someone walks in, goes, hey, how long until I can get a cut and I can point to my right? They look to their left. Bam. Now we've cut something that was 15 to 20 seconds down to 5 seconds. Now down to literally how quickly can I point and get their head to turn.
You're talking about the menu of services in the store, right, that they're looking at when they come in. Is that on a big screen somewhere? Is it on an iPad? How are they looking at that?
It's a big chalkboard, 8 feet by 6 feet on the wall, hand-drawn, white on black, the most beautiful chalk piece that you've ever seen. But what we did is punched holes in it and fed the LEDs through, and then used two mini computers, two Raspberry Pis, literally sticky taped them on the back, wired them up to the LEDs, hooked them up to Wi-Fi. And now we have this big menu of services like you would see at a restaurant. They're huge, but now real-time data is displayed in a very easy-to-understand way.
Wow. Okay. That sounds awesome. So you got a little Raspberry Pi action going. I've never played with one of those, but I really want to just for the sake of it.
One thing I found, and I'm finding this more and more, is the Raspberry Pi is the answer, but unless you have the question, you're not going to really have anything to do with it. And I had Raspberry Pis, Arduinos, I had this stuff because I knew it was the future. I knew we were heading to smaller and smaller technology. The best way I've heard the Internet of Things, the IoT movement, there was a period of time where it was our grandparents or great-grandparents. I suck at knowing what things happened in what generations. They could count the number of items they owned that had a motor, because motors were like a relatively new thing. Well, then motors got smaller, they got cheaper, and so they moved out of cars and into refrigerators or into children's toys. And then the microchip was developed. And then you could count the number of items that you owned that had a microchip. Maybe your computer, if you were lucky enough to have one. But now everything's got a microchip, your microwave, your TVs, your game consoles, everything, kids' toys. I bet right now you could count the number of items you own that connect to the internet. Maybe your computer, your Xbox, your PlayStation, maybe your TV if you've got a new one. Soon you will lose count of the number of items you own that connect to the internet. It's inevitable. Seeing this trend coming, I'd spent the past few years getting myself ready. I said, I know I'm not going to have the idea, but I need to be ready for the person who does. That's the engineer's role, is to build out the idea. So I spent all this time getting ready for the Raspberry Pis, buying them, having them, and everything just sat. And it was as soon as we started building out Spruce that I said, oh my gosh, I have an application for all of this tech. Now we have a menu board that's connected to the internet, a coffee table connected to the internet, a shoe display, two dressing rooms, a sign out front. We literally have more things connected to the internet at our shop than I'm sure most people have at home. And I also like to joke that we have more Raspberry Pis than a bakery, because it's probably true.
Well, that is awesome. It's neat to see all of the prep that you've done over the years come together, and you end up being the guy with the idea. And I can imagine that as you continue to build out different things that you're doing in store, the ideas just come faster and more frequently, and you start seeing more and more things that you can do with all of this once you get going, right? Is there momentum behind that?
Oh, dude, so much so. And what's really, really interesting, I kind of take this as a philosophy for all my projects now, is I don't like to design systems around specs. I don't like to design and build platforms around a product manager's design, because they are always wrong. Every time, always. The best you can hope for is, I've seen maybe a 50-50 on features and requirements from someone who's making it up out of their head. By being at Spruce and having the philosophy of learn from the people that are using your systems, with the ideas we get, not only are they do they come really quickly because you collide with them in real life, but the ideas that we implement are used right away. It's not a guessing game. Hey, let's project what we think this menu board is going to perform. It's like, no, guys, this is like a real sore spot. Let's fix it. We fix it. Game changer. And that's what's really cool, is all the tech we're releasing now are game changers, because all of them are addressing real world brick and mortar analog problems.
Yeah, you've got a super tight feedback loop there where you're getting that feedback and able to then turn around and solve that problem, which is, especially for an engineer and having been one myself, I relate. That's such a cool situation to be in when you can turn things like that.
Oh, it's the best. And the feedback loop is even tighter than I've even explained thus far, because an hour after an appointment, SpruceBot, our friendly neighborhood style consultancy robot, he sends a text message to you and says, hey, Scott, thanks for coming in. Take a sec to give us some feedback. And if you tap the link, it shows the photo of the person that you worked with. And then it says, give us a rating 1 to 5. And then we ask one question. What can we do better? And as those get answered, they feed right into Slack, and the whole team gets to see what everybody's reviews are. And a great scenario or perfect real-world case, all of our barbers and our style consultants are 5-star. If anybody gets under 5 out of 5, there's a discussion about it, because it happens so seldom, and generally that's honestly when we learn. In fact, I joke with the team, they're not used to this data-driven, learn quickly, fail fast approach that I'm taking. Their first instinct is, yeah, we're 5 out of 5s, we're 5 out of 5s, we're 5. I'm like, guys, we're not learning anything here. We're not improving, we're not getting better. We need people to complain, because nobody's complaining right now. Perfect example. Bam, a 4 out of 5 comes in, and the feedback is, I love the hair, had a great experience. But I woke up the next day and I couldn't get my hair to look the same. Could you spend some time with me next time to show me how to style my hair so I can make sure it looks good even after I leave the shop? Bam. Diana, who is his barber and is head of barber services, shoots him an email, says, thank you so much for the feedback. Super, super appreciate it. And next time you're in, I'll be sure to let you know. And then she goes into his profile. She leaves a note saying, remember to show him how to style his hair. And then next time he comes in, problem solved.
And that is a great example. And it's also a good explanation of why, yes, we all love to get good 5-star ratings, but why getting perfect ratings all the time isn't really useful.
It's not. The way I look at it is, for every 5-star rating we get is a chance for someone who's not as good as us to catch up.
Yeah.
Because if we're not getting ways to improve, we're having to try to guess our own ways to improve. And like I said, that's just a guessing game. I'll flip a coin. If you're asking me to guess what a client wants, it's a coin flip. But you have clients in front of you complaining, there's no guesswork anymore.
Right. Let's go back to the tech, which is what we're really kind of here to focus on, although that customer experience piece of it is super important, because that's what we want to play to. One of the things that you were telling me about before we started recording was the Wi-Fi-based promotion system, and how you've gotten and why you've gotten away from using something like a beacon and found a better way to accomplish that. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. And I wouldn't say better. I'd say different. And obviously everybody's got their own requirements, but check this out. Let's say you're a brick and mortar. Let's say you want to offer people promotions and discounts, or let's say you've been approached by a company offering a loyalty program. Now let's say that part of that program is a native app, an app that requires your clients or customers to visit the app store, remember their password, download the app, sign up for the loyalty program, remember their credentials, then log in, and then keep the app on their phone even when they're trying to take photos and their phone says, sorry, you can't take this photo, you're out of space. In a lot of cases, and as an engineer, I really, really advocate for a native app when you have the opportunity to do it. It will always, the user experience will always come out better once the app is set up. But here's the problem. Are you going to go shopping for pants and during that experience want to deal with installing a native app, signing up for an account? Are you going to want to do any of that? All of the loyalty programs that exist require native app installs. And when you are not there for tech, but you're there for clothes or a cut, you don't really want to install a native app. And in fact, find it quite annoying. Well, we lose power when we don't go native. Native gives us the ability to communicate with beacons. Beacons can do proximity detection that allows us to detect when people are in the shop and how long that they've been there. But we thought, how can we get the same set of features, but do it without requiring a native app, without taking up space on the person's phone, without requiring special sign up or accounts, and make it work even while the phone is in the person's pocket not being used? And I tell you what, 2 months ago, if you'd have said, hey, Tay, can you build this? I'd have been like, nothing like that exists and never will. 2 months later, we've got it built, it's in. And so what we've done is we've taken a Raspberry Pi, turned it into a Wi-Fi hotspot. Every new connection that comes through is routed through a captive portal. So picture this, you walk into the shop, you're sitting down, maybe you got a few minute wait, you pull out your phone, it auto connects to our unsecured guest Wi-Fi. First thing that pops up is a captive portal that says, welcome to Spruce. Enter your phone number and we'll text you the code for free internet, and also we'll send you occasional promotions. You enter your phone number, bam, hit login. I take that phone number, I look it up in our system, I find your profile, I tag your phone's MAC address to the profile, and then give you lifetime unlimited access to our Wi-Fi. Not only have you just signed up and engaged in our loyalty program, but now I can do proximity detection. Not very accurate, but I can tell when you're in the shop now, because what will happen is as soon as you come back next time, your phone's going to go, free open Wi-Fi, that's my favorite. And it's going to auto connect. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the MAC address of your phone. I'm going to look it up against all our profiles. And if I find it attached to a profile, I'm going to give you free internet right away. And then I'm going to send a message into Slack that says, Scott Ellis just connected to Wi-Fi. And it's going to have your picture. It's going to have your notes. It's going to have how much you like idle chit chat. Now check this scenario out. Let's say I have a meeting. I have a meeting with Josh. Josh has been on our Wi-Fi. He's part of the program. We say, hey, let's meet up. I'm down the street at a coffee shop. I'm sitting there working. It's getting to be about meeting time. Ding, a message comes through Slack. Josh has just connected to Wi-Fi. Holy crap. I send him a text and I say, hey, man, I'm not at the shop. I'm just down the road. Now what I've got is VIP notifications. I can see when people are coming in, dropping by without an appointment. And it has come in handy many times and also freaked a lot of people out. I have a really good screenshot that I used as part of my presentation where I texted our industrial designer and I was like, hey, man, if I didn't know you were coming in today, I would have stayed longer. And his response was, how did you know I was in the shop? And I was like, oh, the Wi-Fi thing. And his response was like, okay, because you really freaked me out just then. I'm like, where are the cameras? Like, no, no cameras, just good old auto Wi-Fi connection with notifications. But then what we've done recently is we've upped the ante. And now when your phone automatically connects, SpruceBot will send you a text message with a link to play our rewards scratch and win game. You click the link, pulls up a web page that's actually part of your client profile. And it's got our logo and it says, scratch the logo to see what you've won. And if you take your finger on your touchscreen device and you rub over the logo, it scratches away just like a lottery ticket. And behind it is one of random promotions that we configure in the back end. And so what we're trying to do is get the people who are coming in for haircuts and shaves, because they come in way more often than people come in for clothing, and trying to push them while they're in their chair to the retail side, try to up our return on that end.
Gotcha.
And we released that, the scratch and win game, 3 days ago. I'll keep you posted on the progress, but I'm really excited about it.
But you're doing all of that via a web-based app. So you have that scratch game is still just a web page on your phone, though, right? There's still no native component.
No, absolutely. No native. It's HTML5, Canvas, the latest and greatest. And here's what's really cool. If you try to book through our system, I force you to go through the phone. And there are two reasons. One, like I described earlier, by sending a text message to your phone with a special code, I've just now gotten you to log in without you having to remember your login. But number two, and this is the big one, how often do you update your phone versus how often do you update your computer? So because everybody's updating their phone so often, the majority of people have new phones. So now I get to focus not on legacy support, IE8 kind of nonsense that we've dealt with our entire lives. I get to build things that are new. I get to say, if your phone's older than 4 years old, it doesn't count. You're not even people to us. And that happens 1 out of 10 times that someone has to call in. You could still call in and we just book you from our phone. But now that we've got all these smartphones and people are updating them so often, I can use the latest and greatest web technologies, get around needing a native app. While people literally who are not familiar with the difference between native and web think like, hey, your app was great, but I don't remember downloading it from the app store. And I'm like, no, it's not an app. It's a web app. And they're like, what is that? But it looks like, and I don't know what that means. I don't worry about it. Because when you're using it, you can't tell that it's a web app. And that would not be possible if we didn't have a culture of get a new phone every 2 years.
Okay. I feel like I'm drinking from a fire hose of just ideas and possibilities here. One of the things that is one of my favorite components, if you will, to your store that we haven't talked about yet is the missed appointment button. So this is yet another idea that you guys have implemented. You got feedback, you put it into practice in the store, and it's, if I remember correctly, it's been pretty successful for you. Why don't you talk a little bit about that and what that does?
No, absolutely. And actually, the story about how it came about was interesting. We've been showing our technology off to anybody who will listen, and it started to get some attention. And with that attention comes some very serious questions, like, well, how much business are you turning away? How optimally are your teammates scheduled? And I'm like, I don't know, but I have a cool web app. That didn't suffice as an answer. I went and did some research and thought, well, if I can have a way for the team to push a button every time we turn away a client because we're improperly staffed, then after enough time, I should be able to see which days of the week we're missing the most business. We can adjust everybody's schedules accordingly. Nobody wins when someone's working at Spruce and not helping a client. A lot of our stuff is commission-based, so to be in the shop when you're not working with a client is just, it's not time wasted because we have fun and we're working on new stuff all the time, but if you're going to be in the shop, you want to be helping clients. I did a little Google search and I was like, okay, I'm going to build a button. I just need an electrical engineer to help me wire it up, then I'll be able to do it. Well, I started Googling and found what this company called Particle.io built, and it's literally called the Internet Button. And it's very similar to an Arduino, not a Pi. So it's very, very weak in what it can do. But what I can do with it is every time you push it, I can make a call to an endpoint in our backend. And with that, I can scatter plot, picture days of the week along the bottom of the chart, and then times a day along the left-hand vertical column, and then dots that just fill the times and days of the week that we're missing. And we track a 90-day period on that. And it became very, very obvious very, very quickly that we were staffed incorrectly on the weekends. We actually just this week switched schedules to take advantage of all the appointments we're turning away on the weekends. And here's something else cool. We use Vonage as our phone. When somebody calls in and we're on the phone with them and we can't give them an appointment and we hit the button, the system will detect who's on the phone and attach it to that missed appointment record. And then what we'll be able to do is look back and see who are we turning away individually, specifically, who are we turning away the most? And that would be a great opportunity to say, hey, Scott, man, you've called in 3 times and we've turned you away all 3 times. Next one's 50% on us. Please just come back.
So you're really getting down to the individual level and you are truly customizing this experience.
This is just the Facebook for the real world, a social network, any type of profile. You're just used to it on the web. You're used to seeing ads that you're like, man, that ad is like for the thing I was just looking for. You just are not used to seeing it and feeling it in the offline world. And we are changing that.
You guys are doing some amazing stuff. And I really cannot wait to get up there. I'm coming up in Denver for a conference and I will be there in October. And I am definitely going to come spend some time in the shop. Now, you know me, I am not a bearded guy. I don't even have hair on the top of my head. Can I still get a clean shave or is this more beard trimming and things like that?
We've got classic straight razor, hot towel shaves. We call it the ultimate. You would love it. It's 75 minutes. It's the closest thing that you're going to get to what we would call like a spa day. You sit back. We start with a hot towel on your face to open your pores, then serums and lotions, then shave with the grain, and then another hot towel, and then shave against the grain, and then another hot towel, and then end it off with a nice cool towel to close up your pores. If you do not fall asleep, you will be in the minority.
Well, that's a deal. I'm in. I'm going to go ahead and book my appointment now so I make sure I get my space, and I cannot wait to come in and see this for myself. For everybody else, if they're in the Denver area, where are they going to go to find you guys?
We are 44th and Tennyson, if anybody's familiar with the Oriental Theater, right almost catty corner to that. Our neighborhood's called Berkeley, but also people call it Highlands too, so northwest of Denver.
And the website is spruce, S-P-R-U-C-E, .me, M-E. And in terms of social media, what are the best places for them to find you?
I would say for sure, if you're curious, check out our Instagram /sprucemen. Our Instagram, we started Instagramming before we even had a lease signed for our shop. So you get to follow, and it was very intentional, every step. You get to follow Becca signing the lease, her and I going to Vegas to pick out our first round of inventory, dressing room lights in my kitchen while I'm playing with them, menu board while it's upside down and all the cables and wires exposed while we're wiring it up. You get everything.
So check them out on Instagram. Spruce Men, Facebook, Spruce Men. Yep. And if they want to even see a little video you guys did, I think you've got something up. Is it on Vimeo?
Google the Spruce Story.
There you go. And you'll find the video. Yeah. It is fun and it is funny. You guys did a great job on that as well. If people want to learn a little bit more about some of the tech that we've talked about and some of the things you've done, I think you've got a little bit of content up on your blog on the site right now, correct?
Yes, and I'm working on adding more content, but the blog on our site is called Tech in Retail.
Tech in Retail, and that is on the spruce.me website.
Yep, down in the footer. We don't have it up with our main navigation.
Okay, that's good to know. So you guys scroll down to the footer and hit where it says Tech in Retail. I'm going to link this up in the show notes as well, so you can always go to technologytranslated.fm. Find this episode with Taylor Romero, and there'll be some links there as well. Man, if you guys are in Denver, definitely go check them out. They're really doing some cool stuff. You know, if you're a guy, go in there, get a shave, maybe pick up some new clothes. If you're just a techie, geeky person that wants to check this stuff out, pop in, say hello, tell Taylor I sent you.
Yes, absolutely. And we geek out often. This weekend, we're building a pedestrian tracker so we can see how much foot traffic that we have. And what I do is I generally send out an APB, hey, building this weekend if anybody wants to join. So if you just like to tinker and play, we're all of our stuff's open source and we're community driven. So the more engagement, the more fun.
All right. Well, there you go. Geeks are welcome. All right, Taylor, thank you so much for sharing all of this with us. I hope everybody got some great ideas about what you might be able to do in your own bricks and mortar store. If you have any questions for Taylor or any of the past guests I've had on the show, you can always message me at VS Ellis on absolutely every social network out there except Snapchat. I've started playing there, and that's VS Ellis 1. It's turned out to be fun. Are you guys on Snapchat?
We try. The problem we have with the resources we have, disposable content doesn't work for us right now.
Understood. All right, guys, thanks again for joining us, and we will talk to you again next week on Technology Translated. Technology Translated is brought to you by the Rainmaker platform, the complete website solution for content marketers and online entrepreneurs. Find out more and take a free 14-day test drive. at rainmaker.fm/platform.